Conversation now with Kathy Lentz. She's the Resource and Economic Development Manager for United States Senator Cynthia Lummis. Kathy, you're out there trying to put together a plan for all this growth. Is that kind of a quick summary of what we're talking about?
Yes, Senator. We are just making our rounds, trying to have our eyes on what the development is going on across the state. So this is my trip down to the southwest part of the state to visit with Rock Springs and Green River and Kimmer and on up to Afton. And before I get home, I'll hit Pinedale, Dubois, Lander, Riverton, Shoshone.
All of this helping these communities go through change and helping Senator Lummis stay in touch with these communities. You got a big task. Like, for example, as yesterday, you were in with our minerals meeting watching the development of what we call the patch, the Trona patch, and all that's going to be happening there. So you go to something like that and you bring reports back to the senator. And on to Kemmer, talking about the nuclear. How does this work for your job and keeping U.S. Senator Lummis in touch with everybody?
Well, you know, Senator Lummis is Wyoming all the time, and she does her best by doing what she can do in D.C., and so that's our job out here, is to listen and listen to the heartbeat of the communities, find out what's truly happening and what she can do at her level to assist them, whether it's through the EPA or if it's rule changes for NEPA. You know, what is causing the heartache for us out here? You know, can we get the pipelines in? What's slowing it down? Clear to Trails and Lander. They have them all designed and ready to go, but they can't get through these processes. So that's our job, is to listen and take that information back to her and just do the best we can to lend a hand to everyone.
Let's take an example here locally. The broadcast here at SVI goes all the way down into Kemmer, Bridger Valley. You're seeing changes there. You heard about the changes in the minerals meeting presentation. What might a message that you take back to Senator Lummis from the Kemmer area, what might that message be?
Well, you know, it would be one thing in the Kemmer area if you were going to have one of the items that were going through there. But from what I can tell, you have railroad issues that possibly she could help with. You know, regulations in the pipelines, you know, what the nuclear is going to need. You know, housing. She's on the housing commission. What can she do to strengthen the fluidity of being able to get homes in here, and what that's going to take for the infrastructure money. You know, can we make those rules fit Wyoming better? Because, you know, there's a lot of, they say we fit them, but there's so many of them that could be tweaked a little bit, and that's her expertise. She can help us in those areas.
And you're on the front line bringing her the information back so that she can do that, right?
Right. It's doing the best we can to hear the truth of it. Because otherwise, you know, it's hard. Unless you get out in the communities, that's when you hear the real stories. You know, you can talk to them on the phone and they'll give you a high level. But if you sit across the table, you get the real stories. And then you can move with that.
We're with Kathy Lentz. What haven't we asked you that you'd like to emphasize before we close out here?
I just would like to tell everyone that Senator Lummis is here for Wyoming, and at any time that you need some, whether you think it's small or large, to just reach out to us because she wants to hear from you.
Very good. Kathy Lentz, Resource and Economic Development Manager for U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis.